Diego. What's goody? Welcome back. It's been a minute. It's been almost exactly 4 months. Last post. No, it has been exactly 4 months, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it has been. Last post was in July of, obviously, 2023. But, and I lied to all of you. Because I said that I would be posting on a consistent basis. But 4 months later, here I am. Still, this is my first post in like 4 months. Sorry about that. Let me confirm that it was 4 months, because I'm pretty sure it was 4 months was the last time I posted. But let's see. July 28th. Oh, yeah. Exactly four. Wow, that's crazy. That's actually crazy. Exactly 4 months to the day was when I posted last. A lot has happened since July 28th, 2023. Started school again. That's nice. I hate it there and I don't want to be there, but we ball and we show up most of the time, I think. Don't ask my teachers if I show up or not. They'll tell you some other stuff. But I definitely show up. But no. Yeah. Welcome to the podcast, Basement Sports. I am your host, Max Cooper, here for all your sports needs, except for if your sports needs include college football, NFL, NBA, and MLB. Then I'm here for all your sports needs. But if you like any other sports outside of those, then I don't have you. Then you can go find another podcast. But yeah, here I am back. I don't know if I'll be posting consistently, but I'll definitely try. I won't make any promises because last time I did that, I took 4 months off. So yeah, we'll see. Where do we start today? I guess we can just do last thing I ate, you know, and continue that little segment. I don't know. Last thing I ate, I was thinking about this before I started recording. I couldn't remember. Then I remembered I had McDonald's for lunch. It was okay. The one by my high school kind of sucks, but it was okay. I had two cheeseburgers, two hot and spicy McChickens, half of a large Dr. Pepper, and some fries with that as well. The reason why I only had half is because friends steal, you know. But this friend is allowed to steal, so it's okay that she stole. Yeah. Where do we go? You know what? This literally just came out like 5 minutes ago before I pressed record. So we'll just go. Let's go to college football. First off, last episode I talked about Utah, where they're going, Big 10 or Big 12. When I predicted the Big 10, I predicted wrong. We're going to the Big 12. Along with a lot of other schools, including haven't done this for a while, including Colorado, Arizona State, Utah. That's like it, right? Washington State. Nope, Washington State's not going. My fault. But yeah, those are the main schools hopping ship over. Yeah, so that's where Utah's going, and I also predicted that we'd win our third Pac-12 championship in a row because we were going to be, you know, really good because we were turning everyone from last year, right? I was also wrong about that. Cam, right? We beat Florida, which was good. I was at that game. That was a fun game. But, no, Cam Rising's knee was a lot worse than we were told. We were told it was just a torn ACL, but then he came out in an interview in October, believe it was, saying it was a lot more than that. It was his MCL and like all those ligaments inside his knee. He just blew his entire knee out, so it's a lot worse than we thought. So that's fun. And then Bryant Keithy, we thought he was going to be back kind of by midseason because he tore his ACL week five against Arizona State last year, or week five against Arizona State, We thought he was going to be back, but he looks like he had a setback in his recovery and had to have another surgery to clean everything up. So we ruled them out after the USC game, which we won. We beat USC for the third year in a row. Second, two of those wins was at USC, something we hadn't done for like ever, just winning in USC, and we won twice. So that's nice. That was a really fun game too. I didn't go, obviously. I was here at home and I was watching it, and that was a crazy fun game. But yeah. So Utah finished the year with 8 wins. 8-4. We lost to Oregon by, it was 35-6. That wasn't pretty. Game day was here. That was the week after the USC game. We got killed. And then we lost to Washington barely by a touchdown. Or it wasn't even a touchdown. I think it was like by 3 points or something. I can't remember the score. I think it was like 35-28. I'm pretty sure. But so we lost to them. We lost to Oregon State 21-7 or something like that. And then we got killed by Arizona. Like that Arizona game was not pretty. I try to forget that Arizona game. It was like 42-20 something. It wasn't pretty at all. But Arizona's good this year. They had a really good bounce back year overall. They are ranked 15th right now in the CFP poll. That just came out again like 5 minutes ago. So that's a good loss, I guess, right there. Oregon State was a good loss. They're 20th in the AP in the CFP poll. They got killed by Oregon, but that's expected. Oregon's killing everyone right now. But I mean, like all of our losses this year seem pretty valid. Losing to Oregon State, who one time was highest, is ranked as 10. And then they lost to Washington and Oregon, but that's okay. Losing to Washington, who is ranked 3. Losing to Oregon, who is ranked 5. And they're only ranked 5 because they have one loss. And that was to Washington. And so really when looking at this year's losses, I'm not necessarily too disappointed in what we did with given the roster we had throughout the entire year. So going in, basically just going to give you a quick summary of the entire Utah season real quick. Going in week one, playing Florida, we don't necessarily know who's going to start. We're told at the time that Cam was making good progress in that all this stuff, but then it came out that he wasn't going to start and they were going to start Bryson Barnes, who was a pig farmer, obviously legend of the pig farmer, all that stuff. So he comes in, we get a crazy week one win against Florida. It wasn't really close. I was at that game. It was electric. First offensive play was a touchdown, deep 70 some odd yards to Money Parks, play action, over the top, bomb, crazy, fun. We win. We go on and we win all our games leading up to Oregon State. So at this point, we're 3-0, and then we lose. It's 21, whatever, it was like 21-7. It wasn't pretty at all. We were going between Nate Johnson and Bryson Barnes at the time, and it wasn't looking great. We started Nate. He got injured. Put Bryson in. He got hit bad again. So we weren't looking good. We go on. We win a couple more, and we're going into USC with one loss. They have one loss. They just came off a loss against Notre Dame, and they got smacked by Notre Dame. It wasn't pretty. And we go out, and we just are looking amazing. We found a new offensive weapon in Sione Vaki because of injuries. Mekhi Bernard went out, got in an accident of some sorts, and was out for the rest of the year. So we had to put Sione Vaki, a sophomore corner, play him at running back this year. And he, boy, oh boy, was he amazing. He was still playing cornerback. He was playing both ways, just like Travis Hunter over at Colorado, except he wasn't getting all the hype because Travis Hunter gets all the hype because he's media, whatever. Coach Prime, all that stuff over in Colorado. So we go into USC, we get a win. Sione Vaki goes off. We win on a last-second field goal. That was probably the hypest moment I've had ever in my basement, besides us beating USC last year when I was sick and the Cam Rising two-point conversion. That was probably the second. So I guess that's the second hypest moment I've ever had in my basement. Okay, so we beat USC, right? We got one loss. You know, we're still in the hunt for the Pac-12. We're still in the playoff race technically, right? We can win out, go to the playoff. Fun, right? We come up against Oregon. Okay, this is going to be a great matchup. We always play Oregon really well, especially when we're at home. We haven't lost at home since early 2015 or 2018, sorry. And so we're looking at it like, okay, we're going to have a chance here. You know, we're going to win. You know, we get stomped. We get 35-6. It's not pretty. I stopped watching after the second quarter, after halftime, because I knew it was over then. I'm like, okay, we suck right now. We are not good. Two losses. Okay, we're fine. We can go. We can still win, you know, Pac-12. you know, it'll be kind of hard. I have a lot of stuff break our way, but, you know, that happens all the time. You know, it happened last year. Go to Washington, you know, okay, I'm not expecting us to beat Washington. I'm like, okay, we're going to lose to Washington. That's fine. I'm okay with that. We choked against Washington. We were offensively dominant. We were doing decent defensively against one of the top five offenses in the nation. And then we just couldn't do anything offensively in the fourth quarter. Okay, we lose to Washington. We're out of the Pac-12. That's fine. We got a game up against Arizona. We always play Arizona. We get smacked by Arizona, and it wasn't pretty. I stopped watching after the first two drives because it was a punt. Excuse me. Stopped watching after the first two drives. Utah's first drive, blocked punt, touchdown. Okay, that's not great. Preferred not to get that blocked. Okay, so we get the punt. Okay, whatever. Then they go down and score. We don't score. I'm like, okay, it's 14-0. We suck. We're not looking good at all. So we then just, I gave up after that. And so then we went out, we beat Colorado with like our third or fifth, with our literally our fifth string quarterback. Can't even remember his name right now. But yeah, it wasn't great for basically this entire year. Pardon that noise. That was my hotspot. But, oh boy. Oh no. Oh no, here's the noise. Oh no, oh no, oh no, here it is. Okay, pardon this noise. It's going to be playing in the background for like the rest of the episode. I'm sorry about it. I don't know how to fix it, but we ball. But anyways, Utah finishes 8-4. It was a good year. We're going to go to a bowl game of some sorts. I don't know which one, and I don't really care, honestly. I'm looking forward to next year. Oh, I forgot to mention we lost Lander Barton, our best middle linebacker for the season after the USC game. I don't know if I mentioned that, but we did. It wasn't pretty at all. But I'm looking forward to next year. We got Cam Rising coming back. We got Brant Keithy coming back, probably. We got the best quarterback in the nation right now, Isaac Wilson, coming in as a freshman over from Corner Canyon. One state title, 6A, as always. But yeah, so overall, Utah this year, I guess, didn't necessarily meet or fail expectations because we didn't have any expectations. We didn't expect them necessarily to be this injured this year. At times when we're looking at the injury report, I'm looking at them like this is an all Pac-12 first team roster right here. That's how many injuries we had. We got sick at the end of the year, too. It wasn't pretty. But I guess a few bright spots that we found, at least one major bright spot, was goes by the name of Sione Vaki. He plays good coverage. He's a good man corner. He's okay in zone. He's just a good corner overall. And he's an insanely good running back. And an insanely good receiving running back at that too. And a power back. He's everything in a running back. And we found him to be very, very helpful and very, very useful. Also, Jonah Ellis was insanely good this year. I think he like led the nation in sacks this year. So that's really cool. I think he's up for the Butkus Award. I think that's the award for best defensive player or best defensive lineman. He's up for that award. I think he's a finalist for that. So that's really cool. So yeah, those are the bright spots I found this year. I'm looking forward to next year in the Big 12, where hopefully we'll be able to dominate because Texas and Oklahoma are both leaving. But away from Utah football specifically, let's look over at the college football playoff picture that just got released right before I started recording. Number one, Georgia. No surprise there. They're 12-0. They beat Georgia Tech. Obviously, they killed them. Should be there. Number two, Michigan. Also fair. They beat Ohio State. It was 11-0 with them at the time, and they beat them, and they went in there, and they beat them. It was a fun game to watch. It was a tough, gritty, grit and grind game, but overall, it was a good game. Number three, Washington. Well-deserving. Best team in the Pac-12 all year, frankly, but next to Oregon. They beat everyone on their schedule. Offense looked very, very good at times. Offense didn't look great, but they still proved that they can win even when their offense isn't on. So 12-0, beat Washington State. Washington State covered in that game, by the way. We'll get to Max's picks later. You should all definitely use them because I've noticed that they hit a lot of the times. Number four, Florida State. 12-0 as well. Honestly, I that's the only reason why they're at 4 and they're not at 5, is just because they're undefeated and Oregon isn't. Oregon's at 5. But Florida State, they beat Florida. It's an okay win, I guess. Florida wasn't terrible. They weren't great either. But that's a good win. You know, they proved that they could win without their starting quarterback, Jordan Travis. He's out for the year, injured. So that's going to really hurt them. But honestly, it looks like they're okay. Number 5, Oregon, 11-1. Manhandled Oregon State. The only reason why they're not at 4 is because they lost. They have one loss. That's it. Ohio State, 11-1. Same reason. Texas at 7, 11-1. Same reason. Alabama, 11-1. Same reason. Alabama's game against Auburn, though, was very, very fun to watch. The Iron Bowl. New classic play. It's like 4th and goal from the 31. Crazy play. Jordan Miller, or whatever his name is, throws a dot to the back corner for a touchdown. And then Missouri and Penn State both at 10-2 at 9-10. Those are all very deserving. Just looking at now, any shocking placements? Not really. Yeah, that's really kind of it for college football. Those just came out. I think going into championship weekend, coming up this Friday and Saturday with Georgia playing Alabama, I feel like if Alabama wins and goes to 12-1 and Georgia goes to 12-1, they're both in. Just simply be, and Washington has to lose. Honestly, I don't even know. A lot has to happen, I feel like, for Alabama to get in. And I think Washington is almost basically a lock. Because even if they're 12-1, they have that one loss, but it's to Oregon, who's 11-1. And I feel like if Oregon wins, they're in. So I feel like Washington and Oregon, I feel like the Pac-12 is guaranteed. Pac-12 is guaranteed to have a team this year. If just whoever wins the Pac-12 championship is in. That's, you win, you're in the playoff. That's how it is for the Pac-12 this year. Whoever wins is in. Whoever's in is representing us, which is very fitting considering how we had a team in the first ever 4-team playoff, and now we're gonna have a team in the last ever 4-team playoff. Because remember, next year it goes to a 12-team, very much more open, and I'm very excited for that. Florida State, just get out alive. Just win. Just beat Louisville. Louisville's ranked 14th. They lost to Kentucky, so they're 10-2. They proved that they can lose again. So just beat Louisville, and you're in. So that's basically how the top 4 and 5 is going to shape out, and that's how it has to shape out in rivalry weekend. Going on from college football, we'll go up another level to the pros. I don't even know, man. A lot's gone on. My Vikings are falling apart. We lost to the Bears last night. I don't know, man. How do we lose to the Bears? But no, more serious note. Justin Jefferson was activated off IR today. He'll be practicing all this week. The Vikings are on bye this week. So he gets a full week of practice and full week to get ready for next week. Josh Dobbs did not play well. He threw 4 interceptions. He did have a touchdown to TJ Hawkinson, which did win me my fantasy league. Thank you very much, Josh Dobbs. But yeah, they're... Kirk Cousins tore his Achilles against the Packers, but looking at it, there's clearly a very specific tier of who's good, who's going to win it all, and who's not. And that's Philadelphia. Philadelphia has one loss. They beat the Bills last week. The Bills are now 6-6, so the Bills are basically out of the playoffs. But the Eagles look insanely good right now. And then I believe it's the Chiefs, then the 49ers. I think like we're running towards an Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl rematch just because the Eagles look so much better. And then in the AFC, I mean, you kind of have the Dolphins, but they don't look that impressive. You know, they have a great offense. They don't really have a defense. It's non-existent. But you just don't really have an offense. And you don't really have a defense. You have an insanely good offense, and you don't even look good all the time on offense. Tua looks like he struggles, but when he's great, you know? So NFL-wise, there's nothing really crazy shaking everything up. And I don't know what to expect anymore from these other teams. Like Carolina, they have one win. I think they're like 1-11 right now. They fired their coach, Frank Wright, the other day, which is crazy. But yeah, I mean, Carolina doesn't look great. Like in terms of teams who are supposed to be contenders, Miami doesn't look great all the time. The Jets, obviously, they lost Aaron Rodgers at the beginning of the year to a torn Achilles. He's working his way back. He might be back if they make the playoffs. Maybe if even if they make the playoffs, Zach Wilson has not looked good at all for them. Like, San Francisco's looked good. Philadelphia's looked great. Kansas City has looked really good sometimes, has looked really good. Cleveland hasn't looked great at all. Deshaun Watson's out for the season. I think he broke some bones in his hand or hurt something there. So he's gone. Cincinnati's looked vulnerable at times. They haven't necessarily looked terrible, but they haven't been out of this world like we were always expecting them to be, especially with that wide receiver room with Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, and Ja'Marr Chase. You know, Baltimore has looked really good, but they just lost last week. But they have looked really good. Lamar's looked really good. I mean, they didn't lose last week. Sorry, they beat the Chargers on Sunday Night Football. But they, like, Zay Flowers looks really good. That looks like a good pick. OBJ's getting back. I feel like Baltimore could be a contender in the AFC. I feel like the championship game is going to be Baltimore, KC, and San Francisco, Philly again. Not again for, again in the NFC, not in the AFC. But, like, frankly, no one has looked great. Dallas, I don't believe, I never buy into the Dallas hype until, like, I actually see them beat a good team. They have to beat a good team. I mean, they beat the Commanders. Cool. The Commanders suck. Dallas hasn't beaten a good team this year. That's that. And so I don't buy into the Dallas hype. And no one really had, like, Buffalo obviously has been really disappointing. They're 6-6. The Giants have been extremely disappointing. I think they found a guy in DeVito. I don't think that's their guy, but he found a guy right now. And just the Rams haven't looked good either. Tampa obviously isn't looking good. Pittsburgh finally got over their offensive coordinator hump by firing Matt Canada, and they had their first 400-yard game in 50-some-odd games. And so, obviously, I think they're going to start to get it together. Are they a contender? Definitely not. Kenny Pickett hasn't looked great. Deontay Johnson looks like he's not trying out there anymore. I mean, George Pickens makes cool grabs. Are they inbounds? No. But are they cool looking? Yeah. So, I guess you got some good TikTok clips from that. And Jacksonville, they've looked good, but their defense hasn't been great. Their offense has been pretty good, but their defense just hasn't been there. And so I feel like really the only teams in contention for the Super Bowl right now is San Francisco and Philadelphia in the NFC and Kansas City and Baltimore in the AFC. And that's it. Just because everyone else has just been so mediocre, you know? Like Tom Brady said, the NFL is filled with mediocrity. And I watched that clip over and over again. And I'm like, yeah, I agree. There's nothing good right now in the league. There's four good teams, and the fourth team is Baltimore. And they haven't looked great. They've lost a couple games, so they haven't necessarily been great. But there's four good teams, and that's about it. No one else has been out of this world. Buffalo's underwhelming. Cincinnati, underwhelming. New York, injured. LA, lost the Chargers, always underwhelming. They're always going to figure out how to lose close games, and that's a Brandon Staley problem. Not, I don't necessarily blame the team. I blame the coaching on that one. But that's frankly all I can... There's nothing really there in the NFL anymore. And so it's kind of sad, but it is like we have a mediocrity problem in the NFL. Moving on real quick over to the NBA, I guess. Josh Giddey. I don't want to go too deep into that just so I don't get taken off of these platforms. But yeah. If you want to figure out what happened with Josh Giddey, you can look it up on your own. It's not looking good for that guy. Yeah. Go look up Josh Giddey on your own. What happened with him? Because I'm not gonna say. What else? End season tournament. I guess that's going okay. I'm not really paying attention to the NBA because I got football going on right now. But I mean, it's nothing. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Just because the end season tournament's going on, like that's. That's cool, I guess. The Jazz suck. I mean, we got two straight wins again. We got a couple straight wins off New Orleans, which is okay, I guess. I don't know. The Jazz kind of suck. I'm just not going to talk on the NBA. NBA is kind of mid right now. Jordan Poole sucks in Washington, which is kind of surprising. I always thought he was going to do okay over there, but apparently not. Yeah, but I guess... let's get to my picks. I'm going to give you college football picks because that's what I'm really good at. Okay, coming up Friday, December 1st. We'll just look at the top 25 because I can. Okay, Friday, December 1st, New Mexico State at Liberty. I'm not going to give you a pick for that game. I think Liberty kills them, but I'm not giving you over or under. Oregon, Washington. Okay, 6 p.m., ABC. Let's look at the spread real quick. Just looking at it, it's looking like it's going to be Oregon minus 9.5. I'm taking Washington to cover, and it's not even close. Over under 66.5. I don't got to give you anything for that because I just said Washington to cover. So if you're a gambling person over the age of 21, Washington's going to cover the 9.5, and it won't be close. Lock that in. Texas, Oklahoma State. Let's look at this line. Texas has been okay, I guess, this year. I mean, good, I guess. They're 11-1. That's all you really got to know. Texas minus 14.5. I think that's about right. Over under 55.5. Again, I don't know on that one. We'll go Georgia, Alabama. That's always going to be a good game. I think Georgia is going to be favored by a decent amount. That's on 2:00 on Saturday on CBS. It's going to be Georgia minus 6. Over under 54.5. I think Bama covers. Actually, I'm not too sure about this one. I'll take the over, though, in terms of score. No, I'll stay away from that. I feel like that one's pretty good instead. Michigan, Iowa, under. Always take the under in Michigan and Iowa games this year. It's hit like 98% of the time. It's insane, but I'm taking the Iowa under. It's 35.5. Give me the under anyways. Iowa has led the best defense in the nation all year long. Give me the under. Louisville, Florida State, 6 p.m. Saturday, ABC. Florida State minus 2.5, over under 48.5. Louisville covers. I think I'll take Louisville outright, honestly, in this game. So for my picks, I got Washington covering, Iowa under, Louisville cover. That's my three-leg parlay for you guys all today. Thank you very much for listening, as always. I don't know when I'll record again, but maybe I will, maybe I won't. I hope maybe I will. But yeah, I'll talk to you guys all next time. Peace.